you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
You see what happened?
Yeah.
I was like, huh?
That on purpose?
No. They told me to step on the stage. I stepped on the stage.
This is a really deep cornerback class.
Very deep.
What makes you the top guy here in Indianapolis?
I'm a lockdown corner. I'm an all-around corner. I give you instincts, ball skills, and great football IQ. I'm a team player.
As far as the willingness to come up and make plays against the run, what motivates you to be such an aggressive guy?
I'm very aggressive. That's something I take pride in. I used to be a free safety all throughout until my freshman year in high school. So being a hitter has always been something that's in my heart.
With the success that Marcus Peters has had in the NFL, how high does that set the bar for other guys like yourself?
He's setting it pretty high. Him and Desmond, we're going to put out a lot of cornerbacks at the University of Washington. We have those two guys, myself, Kevin King, and a few others. We're gonna do something special.
What do you feel like?
Only because you went to the same school, or do you feel your playing style is similar?
I mean, our press technique, we're pretty similar in that sense. We also went to the same school, so that's where it comes from, too.
What do you feel like in Washington prepares you guys for the NFL like that?
Definitely. University of Washington prepares you for the NFL. Jimmy Lake does a great job with the defensive backs, and the other coaches are great as well.
As a corner, I mean, even when a receiver, when he eliminates that cushion, I notice you never panic.
Never panic, never shook. That's just my personality. I feel like it flows onto the football field, being just a calm person, and just staying relaxed in all situations. Never be shook, never be panicked. Okay, if somebody beats you, you come back and make a play and help your team for what you gave up, if you ever gave up anything, and just stay calm throughout the whole game, but play with an intense swagger.
You didn't do the bench press tonight?
I didn't do the bench press. My pro day is March 11th, so I'll be doing it there. It's coming up Saturday.
Okay. Are you doing everything else here?
Yes.
How have your meetings gone with teams here, and have you met with the Eagles?
I met with the Eagles. My other meetings have been pretty good. I had about 13. I have another 12 tonight.
Anything stand out about that meeting with Philadelphia?
It's enclosed information.
That was a formal though?
That was a formal.
Have you met with the Cowboys, and how much do you know about?
I can't hear you.
Have you met with the Cowboys, and how much do you know about the Cowboys and their need for a cornerback?
I haven't met with them yet. I got to check my schedule to see if I meet with them or not. But I think they need cornerbacks. I think every team needs, more depth at cornerback. You can never have too much depth. No, I have not talked to them. I'm pretty sure they're going to catch me at pro day being in Seattle.
Yeah.
I have talked to the Lions. Okay. What went into the decision not to do the bench press here and just to do it at the pro day?
Say again?
When you said you're not doing the bench press here, you're doing it at the pro day?
Yes.
Why'd you decide to do that?
Just talking with me and my agent, we just felt like it was a more comfortable situation for myself.
Do you feel like strength is something that you need to improve, like, for the next level?
You can always get better at anything you do. Strength is something you can obviously work on. Myself for that being.
The depth of this cornerback class, how do you view that? Is that something you pay much thought to? Is it something you don't worry about?
Definitely not. I know my talent and what I bring to the table. The other stuff doesn't affect me at all.
You measured 31 and a half arm length. The Seahawks have never drafted anybody who has less than 32. Have you heard that, or do teams ever bring that up, the 32
kind of thing? I heard I had a small wingspan or arm length, but that doesn't affect me as a player. I think I use my arms just fine, perfectly fine. I never viewed that as an issue. I was kind of surprised at the measurements that I got back.
You thought it was going to be longer?
Or people say it was like under the average. Okay. I didn't think that, or I never knew that.
A lot of people project you to the Cowboys at 28 in the first round. What would you think if they drafted you to go to Dallas?
Dallas would be cool, but any team would be cool. I just want to get on a team and contribute to that team and help them win.
Who'd you grow up a fan of? What team?
For me, I was a bandwagon. I like different teams. I like players on teams. Randy Moss was my guy, so wherever he went, I went. So,
which corner do you try to emulate?
I don't try to emulate any corner like that. I obviously watch film on the people who do well and see how they do things and their style of play and how they play football. But I don't try to emulate myself after anybody. I model myself after my own game.
Sydney, what was your first thought when you saw John Ross's 40 times?
I had just got out in NYI, so I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was kind of late on seeing it, and everybody else had got the great news, and I'm just happy for my brother. Just watching your blood, sweat, and tears, somebody who you grind with, doing something amazing like that, and it was just a great opportunity for him and great seeing that.
In practice each day, did you cover him?
Yes, we went against each other like almost every day, and we made each other better. Just competing against each other every day, just going hard every day.
And so when you see a speed guy like that in the NFL, how do you cover him?
Just play your technique. Technique will always make you succeed, regardless of any person's attributes or strength. You just got to play your own game and trust your own technique.
Do you have a goal for what you want to do in the 40 here?
Watch the show.
What do you want teams to know about you by the end of this process?
I'm a great person, somebody who's going to contribute to the team. I'm a lockdown corner. I have great ball skills and instincts and high football IQ.
Well, you're a film junkie. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
Say it again?
You're a film junkie. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
A film junkie? Can you explain?
A film junkie.
Oh, film.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Definitely I'm a film junkie. That's all I do. Me and Buddha, we spend time together almost every day watching film. Then from there, we'll probably go to our coach's office if he's there to watch film. And then after that, I'll probably go home and watch some more film on my iPad.
Did your teammates tease you about spending so much time with the coach? Sydney Lake, is that right?
what you know about that?
I do a little research before I get here.
Okay, yeah. Just, they say I'm Jim or Sydney Lake because, you know, I do everything basically the right way. And I'm kind of the example when he puts, like, an example on the screen of how to do things.
Are the pro guys who you watch on tape?
The pro guys, I watch Marcus. Marcus Peters, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson, and Tyrann Mathieu.
Seahawks secondary has a big reputation. The Washington secondary has a big reputation.
Definitely.
Does the Huskies secondary look up to the Seahawks secondary at all?
No, we're our own style of play. They're in our backyard, two good secondaries. A lot of respect to them. We obviously, you know, turn their clips on to see how they play and see how they do things. But it's a doghouse. That's our football.
Any relationships between them? Do y'all know them at all or not?
I think Buddha knows Earl Thomas, so it's a little connection there.
There's a lot of really good corners in this draft. Why should you be considered the best one of those, do you think?
I'm a lockdown corner. I bring everything to the table. I'm an all-around football player. I bring great ball skills to the table, instincts, and high football IQ.
Process with Kevin.
Say again?
What's it like going through the draft process with your teammate, Kevin King?
Kevin King, that's my guy, left, right corner. I've been with him for 3 years now. Just watching, he's watched me grow, I've watched him grow. He was a safety and last year nickel, now he was in the outside corner. Just watching his athletic ability and seeing that and watching him grow as a player and as a leader too. That was something special to see.
What's a scouting report on his game?
Who's
a scouting report on Kevin?
Kevin King, long, athletic, plays the fade ball well, great length, just an all-around football player, willing tackler.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All good? Did I see that?
Exactly. You know,